The Research and Planning Section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services reported yesterday that the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell from 3.7% in November to 3.3% in December. According to a press release, Wyoming's unemployment rate has been trending downward for several months and is much lower than its December 2020 level of 5.2%. Seasonally adjusted employment of Wyoming residents rose by 913 people, or 0.3% from November to December, as more people went back to work. A longtime fixture in Gillette School Athletics is retiring. According to County 17, Cindy Myers has been coaching basketball at Sage Valley Junior High School for over three decades. Her entire career, Myers said, "My experience at Sage Valley has been tremendous, and that is why I never left." With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Camplex was alive with a steady stream of attendees on Friday night, sampling the variety of prize-worthy chili offerings at the 35th Annual Charity Chili Cook-Off. The attendance and funds raised by the Charity Chili Cook-Off this past week were comparable to those from before the pandemic, a collaborative effort between the Yes House Foundation and the Council of Community Services brought the event back and benefited both organizations. This year, competitors challenged each other to claim a top spot in four categories: red chili, green chili, salsa, and guacamole. And although the final tally won't be in until later on today, the event grossed about $30,000. Gas prices in the state have risen to an average of $3.28 a gallon this week. At $3.06 a gallon, Campbell County has some of the lowest gas prices in the state. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.